Welcome back to In the Moment. September is National Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. The Center for Disease Control reports that suicide is the second leading cause of death for teenagers in the United States. In July, new state legislation took effect to help ensure that teachers can play a role in helping South Dakota's young people who are struggling with mental health. SDPB's Jackie Hendry shares the details of the new policy.
South Dakota ranks third in the nation in number of youth suicides. The Jason Flatt Foundation, a youth suicide prevention organization, calls it a silent epidemic. One of the foundation's efforts includes working with legislators and teachers to be sure educators know how to direct students to preventative resources. So far, 19 states have adopted some version of the Jason Flatt Act. Last year, state legislators passed their own version of the Jason Flatt Act, which went into effect this July. The law requires anyone applying for an initial or renewed teaching certificate to participate in a minimum of 1 clock hour of youth suicide awareness and prevention training. South Dakota Secretary of Education Melody Schopp says there often tends to be some concern when adding requirements for teachers and school districts, but she says this legislation was easy to support.
You know, I was taught for 23 years and I didn't have any sort of this training for what to recognize and what to know, for warning signs with students, etc. And so, you know, I could see it that in my own experience, I wish that I'd had that sort of thing as well. So it was easy to, to support. It was just working out the details of logistics and how we would make that happen in our schools and, you know, when what is enough and what's not enough.
The State Department of Education has set guidelines for what training is accepted under the legislation. The training must be evidence-based, must include youth suicide risk indicators, and include appropriate responses and referral services. Secretary Schopp says the DOE readily admitted a need for outside consultation on what training resources would be accepted. The Jason Flatt Foundation was one of those organizations.
They helped us in, you know, they have some great resources that they, you know, that were easy for us to go and reach out to because we knew that they were a reliable source as well. And then what we've seen districts do when this came about, they oftentimes included it as part of their in-services. And so, you know, we are a big local control state that we, you know, we do really trust our districts to find the appropriate resources that they have. So a lot of times they included or had people come in and provide this training to all of their staff so that it kind of took care of it, which is probably, even a more, an important way to do it so teachers can kind of have those conversations amongst themselves.
The Helpline Center is another approved training provider. Its main offices are in Sioux Falls, with other offices in Brookings and in the Black Hills. The Helpline Center offers online training modules that also meet the state requirements. Taylor Funke is the crisis support coordinator at the Helpline Center. She facilitates a wide variety of mental health workshops that help participants distinguish between normal adolescent behavior and signs of potential problems. She says the online training option is also convenient for communities that are farther away from Helpline offices.
So it's an online training. The beginning of it, it's directly for South Dakota. So we have South Dakota specific statistics. It has some simulations. It's actually really engaging. Sometimes when you do online trainings, you're thinking, oh boy, is this going to be boring? And it has really great information. And it kind of has some simulations as a teacher working with a youth who might be at risk for suicide, then asking those questions and getting them connected with help within the school if a youth is suicidal.
Funke says the Helpline Center also offers question, persuade, refer, or QPR training that's tailored specifically for teachers. It involves knowing when to ask students questions about their mental state, how to persuade students to get help, and then referring the student to the appropriate resource by working with school district policy. She says these workshops help teachers understand their unique role in being a bridge between students and the resources available to them.
As an educator, generally as an educator is not trained to be a mental health provider, right? And so in a lot of the trainings, we're really talking about connecting them to help and connecting them to support, connecting to them to help through maybe their school counselor or other school administration and involving the parents as well for a youth. And so the role of a teacher is going to be a little bit different than the role of a parent.
Secretary Schopp also believes that teachers have a unique insight into students' lives.
As a classroom teacher, And I, you know, it changes a little bit in high school, but you do spend more time with kids during their waking hours for 9 months than even their parents do. Counselors only see them, you know, on a, you know, not as frequently or only when kids come to them. And so as a classroom teacher, you have a lot more insight as far as what's going on with students, are able to see the dynamics of kids interacting with each other.
She says it's that unique insight that made it so easy to support the new requirement for teachers.
I see the value of that because they're sort of, I have so much faith in teachers about why they enter the profession, and so they're the ones who really are closest to the situation, and I think the pressures that we're seeing amongst young people today are oftentimes related to social issues that are very difficult, and so teachers see that when they're in the classroom with their kids.
In South Dakota, teachers must renew their teaching certificate every 5 years. The process for verifying that a teacher has undergone training is available on the State Department of Education website. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.